RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our southern correspondents are Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com. Keith is a retired NFL star who played with the Miami Dolphins. He and his wife Tia are RV fanatics and spend much of the offseason exploring America in their Newmar Class A. Welcome to the show, Keith and Tia.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back. It's great to have you. Now, you guys are here to talk about the Citrus Valley RV Resort, which is outside of Orlando, Florida. But before we hear all about that campground, we want to thank Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. This is the award-winning Jellystone Parks, and they have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
All right, guys, you ready to go down to Orlando, Florida, to the Citrus Valley RV Resort?
Well, Citrus Valley RV Resort is located right off U.S. 27 North in Claremont, Florida, which is about 8 miles away from Orlando. To me, location, location, location. And this resort, we kind of stumbled across by accident after spending a week and a half at Fort Wilderness. We weren't quite ready to leave the Disney area, and we looked for a resort nearby, and this one happened to be the closest one with access to Disney.
Okay, what type of campground is it? Is it private? Is it part of a chain or a group of campgrounds?
Well, right now it's corporately owned by Elite Resorts, but this is a unique resort because it's actually a resort where you can not only rent lots, but you can own lots.
And then when you own the lot, you can also rent that site out when you're not there?
Yes, you can. There was, when we were there staying at the resort for about 2 weeks, there was probably about 200 sites of the 305 sites that were sold by owners. But owners routinely rent out their sites when they're not there, whether it's in the summer or even in the winter. They're rented out on a daily, weekly, and monthly rate.
So then this is the type of thing that people that really love this area, enjoy going there, can look at this as an investment opportunity and have a property there that they could make money off of and still visit on their own. Is that how a lot of people look at it?
Absolutely. We talked to quite a few owners at the park because it certainly piqued our interest about that whole investment property opportunity, since we spend a lot of time down Orlando taking the kids to Disney. And most of the owners will spend a few weeks or a few months a year down there. A lot of guys, people from Canada, a lot of people from the Northeast who come down to escape the winter. And then they rent their lots out when they're not there. And most of them say when they get them rented out, they cover the cost for the entire year. So we're very intrigued by the opportunity to own some property 8 miles from Disney where we can go use and still make some money at the same time.
Sounds like you are really, really, really intrigued, Keith.
Yeah, We are in the process of doing our final research, but we're certainly contemplating whether we should own a lot there.
So listen, you said you can rent, you can own. Now somebody can also just come and book a weekend, right? Or come and spend a week's vacation there, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, just like we did. We spent a week at one point, and then after the Tampa RV show, we went back and spent 4 or 5 more days in the Orlando area. So it's open to renters. And right now, a lot of the sites are still owned by the elite resorts, the corporate ownership. So they rent them out. All you do is pick up the phone and give them a call.
All right. Now, how big is this campground?
It is 305 sites, but I want to be clear on this. This is an RV resort, so there's no tents allowed and no pop-up campers allowed either.
So, fancy pantsy.
So this is fancy.
So put your tux on before you go to this one. All right. So, all right.
No, so, but it's very family friendly.
Well, it's very friendly. All right. So what about this site? You said 305 sites. Is that spread out over a big site? I mean, I know that this is an urban area. So are they kind of crammed in?
No, actually, they're pretty spacious sites. Every site is paved pavers on it. You've got two different sections, and we're looking in the pine sections, which is probably 90% of the resort. And then they have the oaks, which is the higher end section, larger sites, wider sites, and, of course, a lot more money to buy. But they still rent those sites out if you are interested in spending some time in the oaks as well.
Back ends, pull-throughs, hookups?
They have back-ends. Everything is full hookups, 50-amp or 100-amp service. They do have back-ends and pull-throughs both around the pool area in the clubhouse and some in the back a little bit.
All right, well, paint a picture of what it looks like for me. I mean, is it palm trees? Is it a very typical kind of nice, relaxing Florida look?
Well, Jimmy, it was so interesting to pull into this resort because you come off 27th, which is a highway, and you turn into a residential neighborhood. And we were blown away when we turned in because it's an RV neighborhood. All the houses you pull in have RV garages built on the house. So our minds were blown right there. You go down the street, you turn down a palm tree lined road to the security gate. This is a gated resort. You got to punch in your code or do the intercom to get in. They let the gate up, and then you pull in. Kind of like a circle.
Yeah. It's amazing we ever left that place.
Amazing you ever left that place.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you can do a circle around the clubhouse where the pool is in the clubhouse, and then all the spots kind of spoke out of almost a tire.
Now, it sounds pretty fancy, so clue us in on the pricing. You said you left Fort Wilderness to go to this place, so I'm assuming it's a little more affordable?
It is. Well, that time of year, you know, we spent Christmas and New Year's at Fort Wilderness, and those prices, as you know, that time of year, Disney has a way of raising or doubling the prices. So right now we're in season, which is January through April for them, and a back-end site will cost you $80 a day, $500 a week, or $1,100 a month. And monthly rate, you do have to pay electricity on the site plus tax. If you want a pull-through site, which we had, they're $95 a night, or $600 a week, or $1,500 a month plus electricity and tax if you rent monthly. But that's in season. Out of season, those prices drop all the way down to $55 and $75 for pull-throughs.
All right, let's talk about what you're getting for that money. So talk to us about amenities, pool, playground. You mentioned the clubhouse. What are the things that come with that price tag?
Well, like any resort, you're going to have a lot of things to do with the resort. You have a heated pool, which the kids loved. You've got a miniature golf course, really more of a putting green that our kids and a lot of kids there turned into a miniature golf course. You've got a shuffleboard. You've got horseshoes. You've got a nice exercise room. The clubhouse, very, very nice. We actually used it multiple times for homeschool purposes. Very good Wi-Fi in there. When it rained and you wanted to get out of the RV, they have a game room with board games. We played Scrabble in there, did darts. Pool table inside, plus a foosball table inside. Right by the pool, there is a nice-sized patio with a communal fire pit, outdoor playground, swing set, and they have a fire pit there that you can use. So
my favorite, I think once a month they do the food trucks. They come by and they service the whole place. So
yeah, that was Thursday afternoon. It was nice for lunch.
Okay, cool. That's a nice added feature right there. How about?
And they have different things going on over the course of the week. I mean, granted, the bulk of the residents there are retirees, so it's more geared to those. They have socials every Wednesday and potlucks once a week and those
bingo,
kind of things.
Yeah.
Did you challenge any of the seniors to darts, Keith?
I did not. A couple of them were giving me that eye that they wanted me to step up to the table. Maybe next time you go there, I'll throw some darts.
All right, so let's talk about the elephant in the room here. You mentioned the snowbirds. You mentioned the retirees. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like your kids are very welcome and comfortable here, or did you feel a little bit like you were telling them, you know, guys, settle down, calm down? What was, like, the overall feel?
You know, you always have a couple of grumpies, but for the most part, everyone was very nice. It was like having a ton of grandparents there. They were really considerate of the kids. They watched out for the kids. They, you know, even invited them over to some of the socials and grab a hot dog. It was very nice.
You know, I think one of the big things and one of our concerns was this is an ownership park. How are they going to treat renters? And everyone went out of their way to come greet us, say hi, get to know us. And I think that was twofold.
And they know when renters are there.
They know when you're there. So they want to make sure that you're taking care of the resort because mm-hmm. some of these lots and these owners go, I mean, these lots are incredible what they do to them. I mean, it's truly an RV resort. They put a lot of money into the resort and their personal lots, and it shows the pride they take.
And also, I would imagine that they want the experience to be nice for the renters because a lot of those people are renting at some point or another.
They certainly do. Yeah, they certainly do. And one of the things, and we may get into a different time, but the ownership aspect of it, they have a pretty good program where you only put 20% down and the resort will finance you for 5 years. Then you do a balloon payment at the end. So very reasonable to get in. The person next to where we were parked, they had a young child about 9, and every day he was knocking on our door from sunrise to sunset. He kept our boys busy, and they just had fun in the whole resort.
Yeah, he wanted a friend. So that's nice that you can do that and you can finance it and use the proceeds from renting it to try to pay that if you're looking at it as an investment. That's an interesting opportunity maybe for RVers out there. Now, you mentioned the Wi-Fi in the clubhouse. How's the Wi-Fi in the rest of the campground?
Well, that is something to be honest. And we were parked literally right next to the clubhouse and we could get the signal, but honestly, it was one of those things they got to work on. It was really unusable. But you walk in a clubhouse and you could stream, you could do whatever you wanted. So they've got to really work on that aspect of the Wi-Fi for the entire campground. But there are ways to get around it. Like I said, if you really needed it, you just go inside the clubhouse, you have no trouble. But I would not grade their Wi-Fi for the whole park as passing at this point.
We always like it. If there's one place that you can go in the campground and get hopping Wi-Fi, then we're two thumbs up on that.
I always like that picture of Keith standing on the gigantic rock at the Mount Rushmore KOA trying to pull in the Wi-Fi. So any other insider details, Keith and Tia, anything else that our listeners should know before booking a site or checking out this campground?
Absolutely. Well, number one, in the clubhouse, they have a popcorn machine. So our kids were going in there and getting popcorn. And the people that worked there were happy. They had cookies. And so the kids were fantastic in the clubhouse. But if you are going to book, and I know you guys always recommend, you know, not just going online, but calling the resort. I would say if you're even considering any of the elite resorts to rent, sign up for their specials. Because we booked this resort probably a month before we got there. And I got an email while we were at Fort Wilderness that they were running a special. Book 5 nights, get 2 nights free. So I called back with the special code that they had sent me, and they reduced the price. And I saved over $100 by using that coupon code. So
Aren't you coupon Keith?
I am. That's why I was signed up for it, and that's why I got my coupon.
That's awesome. All right, any other details, insider details?
What else do you think about it? Well, it claims to have a dog park.
Oh, my God.
Well, I would not count on it. It was really about a 10-by-10 fence area, and there were a lot of dogs in this RV resort, very pet-friendly. But you need to find a place to really let your dog run because that dog park was nothing. And they have certainly have room to expand it, make it nice, and hopefully the owners will address that in the future.
All right. Now, we know that nobody's perfect, and I don't know if the dog park is going to fall into that category. But the dog park, it sounds like they're going to work on the Wi-Fi. They're going to work on a little bit. Anything else that, you know, you'd like to see as you consider becoming an owner here? Anything else you'd like to see sort of up the ante a little bit?
Those two are major because obviously we have Ebony, our puppy, now with us, and Wi-Fi is important to all of us. The only other thing I was a little surprised about, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, is there's no camp store whatsoever. So if you run out of anything, you have to leave the resort for it. Now,
but the plus is Publix is within walking distance, right around the corner.
Oh, it is literally a couple, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 feet outside the gates of the community. So
I wonder if that,
they can't compete, probably.
Yeah, I wonder if that's one of the reasons why they never built up their camp store. If it was just like, you know what, people are going to go to Publix.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's a Walmart 2 miles away. So, I mean, it's not like you have to travel anywhere. You could be – you can get everything you need in 5 minutes from the resort. So, but it's still one of those things where if it's late at night – and you don't want to get in your car and drive. Well, if it's late night, it's probably closed anyway. But I'm saying if you want the convenience of going in and get a roll of toilet paper instead of having to go all the way to Publix or Walmart all the way 2 miles, it would be nice to have that.
All right. So thank you so much for that great review of the Citrus Valley RV Resort, which is a little bit outside of Orlando, Florida. We are going to be back in a minute, and Keith and Tia are going to share some of their favorite things to do in this area besides Disney, because that's what you really want to know. All right, stay tuned.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, when Jayco, now the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is building everything from camping trailers up to gas Class A motorhomes.
With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Keith and Tia Sims from SoulfulRVFamily.com, and they just gave us a great review of the Citrus Valley RV Resort, and now they're going to tell us about a few of their favorite things to do in the Orlando area. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Did you know adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you are out on the road seeing the sights? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info today.
Now, listen, we know that Tia is a Disney freak, so let's just say it. Let's just get that out in the open. We've covered Disney a lot recently because we were there, but why don't you guys tell us what your favorite parks are? Tia, what is your favorite Disney park, and how far away is it from the Citrus Valley RV Resort?
Okay, so it is about 8 miles away from the resort, and that makes it really easy for me to get to my favorite park, which is Epcot. It's my favorite park because it is so super educational for the kids, and I get to tour the world without leaving my RV.
That is pretty cool. And you like some of the festivals at Epcot as well, right?
Oh, I look forward to all the festivals. In fact, the Food and Wine Festival is probably the next one we're going to hit.
It will certainly hit. Unless we hit the Star Wars celebration in April, which I'm pushing for, Jeremy. Hopefully I might get her back down there. But my favorite park of all the parks, and I'm not a huge Disney fan, would have to be Hollywood Studios, and that's because I'm a big fan of Star Wars and
Star Wars. You see the theme here, right?
Yeah, and I got KJ involved in it now, so we enjoy going there and experiencing Star Wars and Indiana Jones, the show, and that kind of thing.
You're a pretty like full on Star Wars, almost like Star Wars geek kind of guy, aren't you? I mean, like you're like in line for the movies when they come out.
I'm in line. I get my tickets the first day the tickets are come available. I am certainly there the night they open. Like if it opens on Friday and you have showings on Thursday night, even if it's midnight, I will be there. My butt will be in that seat.
And when I call you a Star Wars geek, that's a compliment.
Oh, yes. So the next time you all roll through Georgia, we'll have to show you his man cave in the basement. Star Wars disaster down there.
Oh, it's a themed man cave. All right.
I'm on my way.
All right. So as much as we know that you guys could talk to us about Disney all day, we wanted to ask you what some other things in the Orlando area that you enjoy are, because we know you spend so much time there and it's a little more like a home base to you. So, you know, what are are some of those other things that people who spend a lot of time down here who may want to take a break from Disney, what can they enjoy, Tio?
Okay, well, for our little ones, we love the Crayola experience. Our kids love to draw and color, and we went out there. There's only three in the country, apparently. There's one in Minneapolis, one in Easton, PA, and then Orlando, Florida. And luckily for me, it's at the Florida Mall. So after the kids play, I get to play and spend some money.
Do you color too, Tia?
Oh, I love the color. I'm like a little girl when I get in there.
We've been to the one in Easton. It is great, actually. We loved it, and we've been talking about going back now for a while.
So is this a full-day experience there, Tia?
No, I don't think it's a full-day experience, unless you count going to the mall. But you could spend easily 2 to 3 hours there with the kids.
It's a great rainy day place to go because, like you said, you can eat lunch afterward. I'd say probably maximum of 4 hours out there, but you'd have a good time with it.
What kinds of activities do they have there?
Everything Crayola that you can even think of. The kids made their own crayons.
You make your own crayon, and yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. From drawing, I guess they have the melted crayons there, so you can do melted crayon art. They could come up with their own colors for their crayons and print their own wrappers, and they have a machine that wraps it for you. It was amazing. I think the most exciting part of it was the kids were able to draw their own creations on paper, and then you put it under this, I guess,
like a scanner,
if you
yeah.
will, and your creation comes to life on the computer screen in front of you.
And on the big screen.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's like an 8-foot ball. It was pretty cool.
Now, what else do you do when they rip you away from Disney, Tia?
It's hard to get me away from that place. But we took the kids out to the Orlando Science Center. You know, I always like to do a science center or a museum. So we went out there. I'm going to say it once again. It is very important. If you're traveling, try to get some type of membership. The ASTC Passport Program is accepted there, in which you will get the whole family in for free. Otherwise, you're going to pay $14 for the kids and $20 per adult, and that can be quite pricey for a family our size. So, oh, and don't forget $5 for parking.
Yeah.
So get a membership if you can.
Yeah, this membership has saved you. I mean, you really have been able to use this membership as you travel. I'm pretty impressed by how much value you've gotten out of this.
Absolutely. I think we bring it up every single time we mention something, don't we?
Yeah. We use it everywhere we go.
You know, and it's hard because a lot of memberships don't offer a lot of reciprocal, you know, value when you
right.
get them. And that's something
right.
you have to be careful about. But it sounds like you have really found one that's valuable. And I'm happy that you're sharing that like in almost every single campground review. That's great. That's a great message to be getting across. Like, this is a way to do these things without breaking the bank as a family, because for a family of five, things can be super expensive. So is there anything else that you wanted to share about the outside Orlando experience?
Yeah, I found a great group on one of my favorite sites to take the boys on a guys excursion. And what I found was the Showcase of Citrus. It's actually about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles north of the Citrus Valley RV Resort. And what it is, it's actually a 2,500-acre working citrus grove and farm. And we did a monster truck 4x4 tour ride of the grove. It was about an hour long. It was phenomenal. The kids had fun. We went mudding in the 4x4 through the swamp, and they got to feed the animals. They had zebras there, cattle, buffalo, you name it. It was a pretty unique place. Also, they have a farmer's store there with a wall of honey. My kids really love honey.
They brought home so much honey. We still have this honey.
We brought home key lime honey from this place. I mean, it was a great afternoon to give Tia a break, and us boys could go have a good time out there. If you go at the right time of year there, you can pick your own berries or your own fruit, and it's a farm that doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides. So something, again, as we're all trying to be a little more cleaner life and more organic life, great place to go, and the kids could run around and have a good time. So, and I got it for a Groupon for less than $20 for all four of us. So you can't beat a 4 or 5 hour entertainment with the boys out having fun where they can enjoy themselves in nature.
Keith, I love your range as a father. So it's like you're getting the Star Wars tickets. That's going to happen first in line. But you're also taking them to the Orange Grove. And it's like, and everything in between, right, that these kids are getting. So that sounds awesome, man. I really want to take the boys there sometime.
Well, thank you.
We'll go back with you if you want to do it, because it was great.
Sounds like a plan.
I know. That does sound fun. So thank you, Keith and Tia, so much for telling us all about the Citrus Valley RV Resort outside of Orlando, Florida. This is only about 8 miles away from Disney. And I think it was great on the show with all of the Florida content and all the Disney content to bring in one of those out-of-park options for people that you guys have enjoyed so much. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you also to Progressive. Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
And a huge thank you to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And a big thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camper Resorts. Check them out at campjellystone.com. And Keith and Tia, where can we find you guys on the World Wide Web?
Well, you know, we're all over social media, SoFarRVFamily.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and we just launched our YouTube channel. So we're starting to populate that with videos. We got some fun stuff from another science museum we went to this week. We're going to be posting that video up this week. So we're out there. Just look us up. So
do you take requests for the YouTube? Do you take requests for the YouTube channel? Because I want a YouTube video
of the
citrus grove. I want to see that.
We definitely take requests from you guys, but just not everybody.
All right. Well, we're enjoying watching your new YouTube videos, and everybody else should go on over there and subscribe to those. And Keith and Tia, we will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.